ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 प्रहलाद द सेंटली सन ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु टेक्स्ट 12 स यदानुव्रत पुंसाम् पशु बुद्धिर्विभिद्यते अन्य एष तथान्योऽहम् इति भेदगता सति मिशन एंड पर्पोट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद Translation. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with the living entity, because of his devotional service, one becomes a pandita and does not make distinctions between enemies, friends and himself. Intelligently he then thinks, every one of us is an eternal servant of God. And therefore, we are not different from one another. Purport. When Prahlad Maharaj's teachers and demoniac father asked him how his intelligence had been polluted, Prahlad Maharaj said, as far as I am concerned, my intelligence has not been polluted. Rather, by the grace of my spiritual master and by the grace of my Lord Krishna, I have now learned that no one is my enemy and no one is my friend. We are all actually eternal servants of Krishna. But under the influence of the external energy, we think that we are separately situated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as friends and enemies of one another. This mistaken idea has now been corrected, and therefore, unlike ordinary human beings, I no longer think that I am God and others are my friends and enemies. Now I am rightly thinking that everyone is an eternal servant of God, and our duty is to serve the spiritual master. For then we shall stand on the platform of oneness as servants. It's a long purport, so we'll discuss in parts. So first we'll have chant the prayers. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama. Hare Krishna. So at the beginning, I would like to take the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas assembled. Because it's a very, very exalted philosophy and difficult to comment on that. Prabhupada is talking about the Pashu Buddhi, the intelligence of the animal. So we'll discuss this purport in three parts. So the first, there are around 5 paragraphs are there, two pages purport. So Prabhupada talks about what is demoniac nature, what is the divine or the nature of a Vaishnava, and how one develops the nature, how one transforms from demoniac to divine mentality. So thus we'll discuss this as the purport progresses. So I'll just repeat the translation. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with the living entity, because of his devotional service, one becomes a pandita and does not make distinctions between enemies, friends and himself. Intelligently he thinks every one of us is an eternal servant of God and therefore we are not different from one another. So this wonderful theme is coming in the last few verses about the distinction between the enemy and the friend and seeing everyone on an equal platform. So if you study Bhagavad Gita, it is discussed in the 16th chapter, the divine and demonic natures. The demonic qualities are being described. It is described there. The basic foundation of the demonic propensity. In the 8th verse it described, Asatyam apratishtam te jagad ahur anishwaram. This demonic propensity is not to accept any God in control, thinking that everything has come by chance, by the material's action and reaction. There is nobody a supreme controller who is controlling the whole creation, the maintenance, the development, the evolution. So no God in control. So the other day when Govindasi Mataji was there, she was telling that how this idea of this being ingrained in the very childhood in the school, that how everything has come by chance. And that is the basis of atheistic philosophy, demonic propensity. Nobody is in control. Nobody is watching you. Just act whimsically the way you want. Just do it, whatever you like to do. So that is demonic propensity. And it further describes in the 16th chapter that with this foundation or the basic principle, what happens? These demons, they just act as sense gratification as a prime necessity of life. Sense gratification as the basis of their life. That is the ultimate goal. Asha Pasha Shatayar Baddha. Those bound by hundreds and thousands of hopes to enjoy in this world, the only hope, the only goal, the only essence in material life is sense gratification. And because it's just a big illusion, what happens? They are filled with thousands of anxieties. Chintam aparimeyam te. The cause of all the anxieties, the cause of all the problems is trying to understand the material life is the only goal as sense gratification. And with this understanding, it continues further. And thus a demonic person, it describes, idam adya maya labdham imam prapsya manoratham. Manoratham. Whatever desire comes out of the whims of the mind, mind's whimsical desires, without any control, without any regulation, he just wants to pursue it. And then this concept is being talked, asau maya hata shatrur. Hanishya cha paranapi, that I have so many enemies. I am God and I have so many enemies. Some enemies I have already defeated, and whatever is that, I will defeat them also. Hanishya cha paranapi. Ishwaro aham aham bhogi, siddhoham balavan sukhi. Ishwaro aham, I am the God, I am the controller. Nobody is above me. Ishwaro aham aham bhogi, I am the enjoyer. Siddhoham, I am the most perfect. Siddhoham. Balavan Sukhi. I am very powerful, strength, nobody is controlling me. Balavan and Sukhi. Thus I am happy, I do not need anyone else. This is demonic propensity, demonic mentality, as it is become discussed here. The whole science of politics is considering someone as enemy and someone as friend. Whoever helps us in our plans is our friend. Whoever tries to cut off our plans is our enemy. And we don't like him. We hate him. We just want him to cut off our path. Not come to our path. That is the demonic propensity. So, Ishwaram aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. That is being described here. That thus, these qualities very clearly show that what is the mentality of a demon. And then further, it describes that thus, with this mentality, when he is already living in a completely wrong misconception of his identity. What is the result? Aneka chitta vibhranta. He is filled with, is bound by the network of illusion, so many anxieties. Moha jala samavrita. And finally, continues to conclude with, such a person, completely impudent, not caring for any rules and regulations, just wants to act whimsically, he is envious of God, and envious of saintly persons. He is envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, and he is envious of saintly persons, sadhus, the great souls, who try to get us on the right path. So this is born of a demonic propensity. So this is an important theme, that a demon, whoever tries to act as an impediment in his path of sense gratification, in his path of his own manoratham, fulfill his desires, he is an enemy. And anybody who helps me, he is a friend. That's what previously we read. Tat sadhu manya survarya dehina. Sada samudvigna. What is the next? Dhyam asad grahat. Asad grahat. What is asad grahat? Asad means holding to temporary objects. Holding to temporary, but demanding the eternal pleasure. Sada samudvigna dhyam. He is filled with the notion of anxieties and miseries. Because he's expecting something from what it is not. Asad grahat. Temporary, but expecting eternal pleasure. So that's very beautifully explained in the last few verses. So that's what in the first paragraph Prabhupada explains, that under the external energy we think we are separately situated from Supreme Personality of Godhead as friends and enemies. Yesterday Sri Dhambu wonderfully described that. Further, the next paragraph, I'll read this. Demons think of everyone as a friend or enemy. But Vaishnavas say that since everyone is a servant of the Lord, everyone is on the same platform. So now the Vaishnava mentality, Vaishnava's consciousness is being described. Everyone is on the same platform. Therefore, a Vaishnava treats other living entities neither as friends nor as enemies. But instead, what does he do? Tries to spread Krishna consciousness. Teaching everyone that we are all one as servants of the Supreme Lord, but we are uselessly wasting our valuable lives by creating nations, communities and other groups of friends and enemies. Everyone should come to the platform of Krishna consciousness and thus feel oneself a servant of the Lord. Although there are 8.4 million species of life, a Vaishnava feels this oneness. The Ishopanishad advises, Ekatvam Anupashyata. A devotee should see the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be situated in everyone's heart and should also see every living entity as an eternal servant of the Lord. This vision is called as Ekatvam, oneness. Although there is relationship of master and servant, both master and servant are one because of their spiritual identity. This is called as Ekatvam. Thus, the conception of Ekatvam for a Vaishnava is different from that of a Mayavadi. Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj how he had become antagonistic to his family. When a family member is killed by an enemy, all the members of the family would naturally be inimical to the murderer. But Hiranyakashipu saw that Prahlad had become friendly with the murderer. Therefore he asked, who has created this kind of intelligence in you? Have you developed this consciousness by yourself? Since you are a small boy, someone must have induced you to think this way. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to reply that an attitude favorable towards Vishnu can develop only when the Lord is favorable. Sa yadanu vrataha. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the friend of everyone. Suhridam sarva bhutanam gyatva mam shantim richati. The Lord is never an enemy to any of the millions of living entities, but is always a friend to everyone. This is true understanding. If one thinks that the Lord is an enemy, his intelligence is pashu buddhi, the intelligence of an animal. He falsely thinks, I am different from my enemy and my enemy is different from me. The enemy has done this and therefore my duty is to kill him. This misconception is described in this verse as Bhed Gata Sati. The actual fact is that everyone is a servant of God as confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivera Sarupa Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. As servants of the Lord, we are one, and there can be no questions of enmity or friendship. If one actually understands that every one of us is an eternal servant of the God, where is the question of enemy or friend? So here it is described what is the Vaishnava consciousness and what is Pashu Buddhi. Pashu Buddhi or the intelligence of animal. So very difficult to speak, but whatever I understand, the small understanding, I'll try to relate to that. So Pashu Buddhi, intelligence, if one thinks Lord is an enemy, this intelligence is called as Pashu Buddhi. Animalistic tendency or a demonic tendency is to think Lord is an enemy. He thinks that Lord always wants to cut off my plan, acts against me. Like Hiranyakashipu is thinking that, okay, he has killed my brother, he is my enemy. But in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, in 11th chapter, in the chapter on universal form, when Arjuna starts praying, Arjuna makes beautiful prayers to universal form. And there he says, Jagat Prihasyate Anurajyati Akshams Bhitani Disho Dravanti. Oh my Lord Krishna, devotees take great pleasure when your name is glorified, when your name is chanted, when your kirtan is chanted, devotees take great pleasure. And demons, just by hearing your name, they run away, they flee away in fear. They think enemy has come. So, Rakshamsi Bhitani Disho Dravanti, they do not want to associate with the Lord. And then Arjuna says, all this is rightly done. All this is rightly done. So, Prabhupada explains that. Prabhupada says, sometimes Lord kills the demon, sometimes Lord favors the devotee. And it may appear to an outsider that he is partial. But actually, Lord is equally merciful to both. This is the absolute nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Either he is merciful, he favors the devotee, showers mercy in a soft way, or he acts as a thunderbolt to a demon, demons flee away. All this is rightly done, one has to understand. Lord is not an enemy, not Pashu Buddhi. So it has been seen so many pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam, in all over the scriptures, this has been so many pastimes come. Where we see the special intervention of the Lord in the life of a devotee, or the special intervention of great souls in the life of the devotees or the souls in this world. And we see how this intervention sometimes appears, that this intervention is acting against the desire of the devotee. But we can see from all these examples that how this intervention of the Lord or the great souls in our lives is actually very conducive and with the ultimate eternal aim of taking us back to Godhead. That is the eternal aim. These beautiful pastimes show us. Like one of the first pastimes which come to my mind from the first canto is Narad Muni. When Narad Muni is telling to Srila Vyasadev about his past life, that how he was a son of a maid servant. And he's telling how he was a son of a maid servant and he assisted his mother in serving the Bhakti Vedantis, the great souls. And he served very humble menial services after the 4 months, all of them had gone. And his only support was his mother. A young, small child. Only support is mother. And Narad Muni explains to Vyasadev that thus my only support was the mother. Now, you see, a demonic person thinks Ishwar Oham Aham Bhogi. Siddhoham Bhalvan Sugi. He thinks I am the controller, I have all the strength, I will control, I will decide my plans. But here in Narad Muni's life, Lord's special intervention is seen at this point. After all the mercy of the Bhakti Vedantis, all the service he has done, what happens? It is described that one day his mother goes out to collect the wood. What happens? A serpent bites her and she dies. She leaves the body. So Narad Muni, as a great soul, since he has heard so much from Bhakti Vedanta, is completely purified. What does he say? He says, Yosha Daru Mai Yatha Ishasya Hi Vashe Loke. Yosha Daru Mai Yatha. He says, this is the nature of this material world, that everybody, or everybody, every living entity is like a wooden doll. Just like a wooden doll is being controlled by the puppeteer. Every living entity is controlled by the laws of nature under the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He cannot make his plans. So, a demonic person is thinking, I am Balwan, I have power, I have strength, I am the controller. But here Narad Muni is telling, everybody is being controlled like a wooden doll under the hands of puppeteer, supreme puppeteer. And then he says, Anugrahana Manyamana. He says, this is the great mercy of the Lord on me, that he has this way shown a very special intervention in my life, that taken away my only support to which I was hanging to in this material world. And thus he has made me completely free. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, this is the way of dragging a sincere soul nearer to the God. Prabhupada says, this is the way of dragging a sincere soul nearer to the God. Krishna knows what we are hanging to, what we are clinging to, what are our positive points, negative points. And this is the way a sincere soul is dragged nearer to the God. And then as he says, Anugraham Manyamana, he sees this as a special mercy of the Lord, special benediction of the Lord. So this training one has to develop. Prabhupada says, thus confidential devotees of the Lord, in every step, see a benedictory direction of the Lord. Confidential devotees see in every step a benedictory direction of the Lord. Even if apparently against his plan, even if he thinks, oh, how will I stay without this? But it is all the benedictory direction of the Lord. So that you see how Narad Muni is setting an example, Mahajano Yena Katha Sapanta. He shows that how a devotee perceives the happenings of this material world. He sees the benedictory direction of the Lord. Then another example comes, Kunti Maharani, in the prayers of Queen Kunti, in the 8th chapter, 1st canto, we discuss. So beautiful prayers are made. And here, all the battlefield is over and all the calamities are over, and after going through so many different calamities, naturally, a conditioned soul, after going through so many calamities, he will think, oh, now finally I have got a peaceful situation. Everything is okay, everything as per my desire. So Kunti Maharani, after all that, making beautiful prayers, glorifying the Lord, what does he say? What does she say? She says, Vipada Santu Tashashwat Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Yat Syat Apunar Bhava Darshanam Vipada Santu Tashashwat. Let there be calamities more and more. She invites the calamities. She says, this calamity is your special intervention in this way in my life. It's very, very conducive. Kunti Maharani really glorifies, welcomes the calamities. Something very surprising, but we see from the life of great souls. So a demonic person is very much well situated in his own comfort zone, but we see the opposite Vaishnava mentality. He is thinking, Siddhoham, Balwan, Sukhi, I am completely happy, Sukhi. Nobody will come in my path now, no enemies. But here Kunti Maharani is inviting the special intervention of the Lord. Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru. So she is telling, send more calamities. Why? Because the more these calamities come, the more we will have your darshan. You will be there in our life. Bhavato darshanam yat syat. And if we will always be associating with you, apunar bhava darshanam. We will not have to take darshan of this material world again. Not here to take shelter of this material world. And then after that, she says, what is that verse? What is the next verse? Anybody knows? No. Janma, what is Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shribhir. No? Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shribhir. She says, all this high opulence, high birth, education, beauty, these are all impediments. So a demonic person invites this, but a Vaishnava person invites calamities. So the whole conception of enemy and friend is gone. His conception is, what is the plan of the Supreme Lord? So Prabhupada explains several places in Bhagavad Gita and several other places. The whole purpose of material creation, how we should perceive the whole plan, the material creation is to take a conditioned soul back home, back to Godhead. That is the whole plan of the Lord. And if somebody expects some other plan, he is sidetracked. He will never be happy. Like Prabhupada says another place, if a devotee, a sadhaka, tries to compete with God, if a person who is part of spiritual life, if he tries to compete with God, he will always be frustrated. He has to understand the plan of the Lord. What is the plan of the Lord? And act according to the plan of the Lord. So Kunti Maharani, seeing that plan of the Lord, is telling, Apunar Bhava Darshanam. Let there be calamities more and more in my life, because it helps me to remember you. So she is not trying to be happy in the material world. Then another example comes of Srila Vyasadev in the first canto only. Srila Vyasadev has composed all those so many scriptures. So many scriptures he wrote, but he is completely unsatisfied. He is completely unsatisfied. He thinks that he has given a complete scripture, everything he has given, whatever is required, dharma for the conditioned soul, he has given. So we may have a certain conception of what dharma is. But here Sri Narad Muni comes in his life. And Vyasadeva, as a good disciple, asks the question, what is the cause? What is the cause of this dissatisfaction? What is the ultimate value which I am missing? So here Narad Muni chastises in the first canto. He chastises Vyasadeva. And again, you see, he says, Jugupshitam dharma krite anushasitam Sabhava raktasya mahan vyatikrama. Sabhava raktasya mahan vyatikrama. Vyatikrama. He says, what you have done is completely condemned and unreasonable. You think you have given complete dharma, everything, whatever is required. This is completely condemned and unreasonable. So we see Narad Muni's special intervention in the life of Vyasadeva. He condemns. This is the intervention of the great souls. When a great soul comes in the life of a conditioned soul, he shifts his whole parameter. He chastises, he condemns, he says, you are unreasonable. Why? because the conditioned soul is thinking in the limited realm of this material world. So he chastises and reshapes his whole paradigm and focuses on the eternal value and the eternal goal. What is the ultimate value? What is the ultimate goal of human life? So that is beautifully seen here. The Narad Muni says this is verily condemned and quite unreasonable. He says, Jugupshitam dharma krite anushasitam. You think you have developed this nice dharma, all the scriptures you have given? Swabhava raktasya. What it will do? Swabhava raktasya. These people who are naturally inclined to enjoy, they are naturally inclined to enjoy sense gratification. In the name of dharma, just because you have given, it is your words, all this karma kand and gyan, this will just motivate them to enjoy more. So what benefit you have done? It will just motivate them to enjoy more. Yad vakya to dharma iti tarastito. Because it is your vakya, you have spoken this, they will think it is dharma. Under the banner of dharma, they will think they are being the ultimate benefit, beneficiary act. Na manyate tasya nivaram jana. And they will not care for any prohibitions. Because their ultimate purpose of sense gratification is encouraged. Their tendency to enjoy is encouraged. So he says, therefore, you have to give the ultimate goal, ultimate essence of the scriptures. Glorify the holy name, the pastimes, the script of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, Vyasdev is thinking he is fully perfect, he has done so many nice scriptures, wonderful job he has done. But Narad Muni here condemns. Right? So, Ishwaroham bham bhogi siddhoham bhalwan sukhi. I am the perfect, I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. But here we see in the past in the scriptures that how the whole paradigm is shifted. Na Ishwaro, na bhogi, na sukhi, na siddho. And here we see Krishna and great souls intervenes in the life of the devotee with the ultimate goal of taking a soul, dragging a sincere soul back home, back to Godhead. And thus the confidential devotees see this benedictory direction of the Lord. So one has to learn to see that. That is the whole training of scriptures. So Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita at one place, in 10th chapter, he says that thus, about the mind control, he says, thus our mind is completely polluted by the materialistic concepts and material misidentification. And in that we are trying to be Ishwari, Bhogi, Siddho, Balwan, Sukhi. Mind is polluted. Prabhupada says the power of thought has to be developed. The power of thought has to be developed in association with God and saintly persons. One has to shift his paradigm and learn to see things in the right direction and not get misled or misidentified in this material world. So perception has to be corrected. Power of thought has to be developed in association with the God and the saintly persons. Very beautifully Prabhupada explains this place. So we understand what is demonic nature, what is divine nature. Seeing the intervention of the Lord not in terms of all the great souls or any living entity. In Bhagavad Gita it is explained in 13th chapter, we were discussing the other day. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu tishthantam parameshwara na vinashyasu avinashyantam yah pashyati saha pashyati. Sama sarveshu bhut. He says, one who sees in all living entities, every living entity, every human, every species, what does he see? He sees the super soul in the heart of that person. Sama sarveshu bhut. Super soul equally situated in the heart of all the living entities. Tishthantam parameshwara. Na vinashyatsu. Super soul does not get destroyed with the destroyer of the body. That same super soul, the best friend who is in the heart of all living entities. And then he says, samam pashyani sarvatra. What is that? Samam pashyani sarvatra. Then he says, na hinaste atmanatmanam tato yati paramgatin. Na hinaste atmanatmanam. So this is very beautiful. One who sees the direction of super soul in the heart of every living entity, he does not label anyone as his enemy, anyone as his friend. He is acting against me. He is acting in favor of me. Why? Because he sees the direction of super soul in the heart of every living entity. And na vinashyatsu atmanam. What is that? Na hinaste atmanam. He does not degrade himself by the power of mind. What is the power of mind? To pursue the selfish pursuits. To pursue my selfish goals. And somebody acts against his enemy. But an advanced devotee, an advanced person on the spiritual platform, Na hinaste atthatmanam. He does not degrade himself by the power of the mind, by pursuing the selfish pursuits of the mind. Tato yati paramgatim. He sees every living entity acting as per the direction of super soul in his life. Just like the other day, Hidurne Sadhanal Maharaj was explaining this statement of Sri Prabhupada. One should not blame the instrument of his own karma. Somebody may be a devotee, somebody may not be a devotee. A non-devotee may act in our life and it appears that he is our enemy. But sama sarveshu bhuteshu, he sees the direction of super soul in the heart of every living entity. And great souls naturally as representatives of the Lord, when they enter in our life, that is for our ultimate benefit. As we discussed in this past times of Kunti Maharani, Srila Vyasadeva, Srila Narad Muni. This is how this intervention has been seen as a supreme beneficiary act. So this one has to understand very carefully that what is the demonic nature, that to understand the Lord as an enemy, the Pashu Buddhi, the intelligence of an animal. And the divine nature is to see the hand of super soul in the heart of every living entity. And then further, Srila Prabhupada in the last paragraph he explains, so everyone should be friendly for the service of the Lord. Everyone should praise another's service to the Lord and not be proud of his own service. This is the way of Vaishnava thinking, Vaikuntha thinking. There may be rivalries and apparent competition between the servants in performing service. But in the Vaikuntha planets, the service of another servant is appreciated, not condemned. This is Vaikuntha competition. There is no question of enmity between servants. Everyone should be allowed to render service to the Lord to the best of his ability. And everyone should appreciate the service of others. Such are the activities of Vaikuntha. Since everyone is a servant, everyone is in the same platform and is allowed to serve the Lord according to his ability. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishto Matta Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart, giving dictation according to the attitude of the servant. However, the Lord gives different dictations to the non-devotees and devotees. The non-devotee challenges the authority of the Lord, and therefore the Lord dictates in such a way that the non-devotee forgets the Lord's service, life after life, and are punished by the laws of nature. But when a devotee very sincerely wants to render service to the Lord dictates in a different way. So this is beautiful, of course difficult. My mouth is drying up powerful exalted purports of Srila Prabhupada. But we understand from the various purports of Srimad Bhagavatam that what is this Vaikuntha mentality? Everyone should be friendly for the service of the Lord and everyone should praise another service to the Lord and not be proud of his own service. This is Vaishnava thinking or Vaikuntha mentality. So we understood what is demonic nature and what is divine nature. Divine nature is to see the same direction of the super soul in all the living entities. And thus see that oneness in diversity, ekatvam anupashyate. Seeing how everybody is engaged in the service of the Lord, everybody is meant for the service of the Lord, and not to see on the external differentiations or the material identities or designations. Like Prabhupada says, everybody is acting as per his ability in the service of the Lord. One should appreciate the service of the Lord as the Lord gives direction. And not differentiate based on external understandings. This is very beautifully explained here. So, this is explained. So, we have discussed demonic nature, the divine nature. Now, the point is how one can transform himself. How one can change from the consciousness of Ishwaro Aham, Aham Bhogi, Siddho Aham, Balwan Sukhi. How a devotee develops this divine consciousness, this Vaishnava mentality. How one comes out of the illusory mentality of enemy and friend. As in the previous verse it explained, this is the way of politics, political mentality, seeing different people as enemy and friend. So in 7th chapter of the first canto only it's described, yasyam vaishruyamanayam krishne paramapurushe bhaktir utpadyate pumsam shoka moha bhayapaha. In the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that if one gives submissive oral reception to this great literature, yasyam vaishruyamanayam, which is glorifying the messages of Supreme Person, Krishna Paramapurusha, what happens if one gives unflinching, with unflinching faith, one hears this beautiful, I'll read from here, this describing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yasyam Vaish Shruyamanayam. He says, simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness. To extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness. The feeling for loving devotional service sprouts up. Shok moha bhayapaha. If one has faith in the oral reception to this great literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, what happens? One is able to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness. The illusion of seeing people on the different identity level, is friend or enemy. Fearfulness that somebody will act against me, condemn me, go against my plan. He will destroy me. Who can destroy? So one overcome this shoka moha bhayapaha. We see in the life of Narad Muni also. Actually we see in the purports of Srila Prabhupada, this Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, which apparently may appear to be difficult sometimes. But Prabhupada makes everything so simple. He just brings down everything to a very simple level. As he says, bhakti is so simple that one may miss it. Huh? We hear that statement. Yes, it's very simple. These purports are so great. Full of such nectarian message. Everything is so simple in Srila Prabhupada's purports. We see in the past of Narad Muni also, that what process did Narad Muni follow? What he was following actually in his life? In the previous life. Son of a maid servant. You see the qualification what he had. No birth. No academic qualification. He didn't went to any Gurukul to take proper academic education. Son of a maid servant. Very poor, uneducated, no background. So basically no qualification apparently to get such high exalted platform. What did he do? What simple thing he did? A very small young boy, even if he renders some service, he assisted his mother in rendering some service to the great soul, the Bhakti Vedantis. Even in that service, if we see, what service he can do? A small child. We can do so many big services. What a small child can do? Hardly he can perform anything properly. External platform, if you see in terms of efficiency of the service given, what can he do? But this small child, very faithfully, who assisted in some menial services, his mother, who heard them having the discussions on the holy name and pastimes of the Lord, and only once, by their permission, he took their remnants. Uchishta lepan anumodito dijaye. He took their remnants. That's all he did. And just see the power of the process. The power of the process, the same child, just these simple activities he did only for those 4 months. And what happened? When his mother passed away, he sees that as a benedictory direction of the Lord. Anugraham manyamana. And further his life goes, he develops a strong, eager desire to see the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And finally he gets the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very beautifully explained there. What did he do? Not some big project, some big service. Simple service to Bhakti Vedantis. And he developed an eager, sincere desire to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. He developed attraction to the messages of the or the potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simple process, a great result. So Srila Prabhupada also in his purports, in the Bhagavatam, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, beautifully brings out the simplicity of the process for us. He says, what is the process for us? Very simple. Nothing big, as he is talking about Vaikuntha mentality. Just two things are mentioned. Chanting the holy names of the Lord, very attentively, with great respect, chanting the holy names of the Lord. And second thing is, service to Vaishnava without committing any offense. Simple thing. These two simple acts as a baseline, as a direction, which direction we have to go. Chanting the holy names very attentively with great sincerity. Just like Prabhupada says, a sincere soul is dragged nearer to the God. Krishna himself takes the responsibility. If you are sincere, he will make arrangements, interventions to drag a living entity to his lotus feet. But what is required? Just two things. He takes shelter of chanting of the holy names of the Lord with great sincerity, attention, respect, and do not offend Vaishnavas. But that itself seems to be a great difficult task. But that's all. That's considered like a baseline. And then whatever else you do, if that acts as a filter, that acts as a decision factor, if that is being done nicely, simplicity, such a sincere simplicity of the process, very simple, like Prabhupada says in the 9th chapter, Rajvidya Rajguyam, Susukham, that's all, it's Sukham, then it becomes very Sukham, very simple process, just two things, chanting the holy names and service with no offenses to the Vaishnavas, that's all. With that simple process, if one follows, one is dragged to the lotus feet of the Lord. Even in the life of Bhishma Dev, we see, Bhishma Dev in the last days, when last moments, when he is lying on the on his arrow bed, and he is instructing Yudhishthira Maharaj in all the philosophy, and after that, Bhishma Dev, when after all the instruction is over, it is said, that this Bhishma Dev, who was involved in so many subject matters, so many political subject matters, economic subject matters, taking care of the kingdom, naturally, it involved seeing someone as enemy, someone as friend, seeing people on the superficial differentiation, external differentiation. So this Bhishma Dev, who was in the kingdom, involved since hundreds of years, what happened? He says, let me invest my thinking, feeling and willing. Let me withdraw my mind, which was absorbed in so many subject matters, and let me invest my thinking, feeling and willing, which were so long engaged in different subjects, in the all-powerful Lord Krishna. So a devotee does not lose that simple line in this baseline in his life. He may be involved in so many economic, political, material subject matters, but when the right time comes, he is very expert, he withdraws. Like in Bhagavad Gita it comes, Mam Anusmara Yudhyacha, that Anusmara element. Do not forget to remember me, you may be involved. Yudhya is his prescribed duty for Arjuna. That is his duty, that is his service given to him, like Sridhar Prabhu was explaining very beautifully yesterday. So many services. But he says, let me invest my thinking, feeling and willing, which was absorbed in so many different subjects, now in the all-powerful Lord Shri Krishna. Why? Because he is fully fixed in the identity of the Supreme Lord, in his sambandha with the Supreme Lord. Not that involved with so many matters in so many years, he got so involved that he lost the complete basic foundation. As soon as the time comes, he withdraws and he says, that Supreme Lord who is always satisfied, he is the leader of devotees, he enjoys transcendental pleasure in the material world, although from him only the material world is created. So we see beautiful meditations of Bhishma Dev. At the last moment, he withdraws his mind, which was involved in so many complicated subject matters. Just now there was a battlefield, right? So much bloodshed took place, so many people were killed, all the Kauravas, even all the soldiers on the Pandava side, everybody was vanquished, right? But he immediately withdrew now, thinking, feeling and willing, from political subjects and dualities. And then he glorifies the Supreme Lord. This Supreme Lord, he is all good, all merciful. For devotees, he is the order carrier. For devotees, he is the order carrier, he becomes their servant. And for demons, he decreases their lifespan. Just now all the soldiers are killed, and after being killed, where will they go? They are liberated. So he has decreased their lifespan. So he has acted good for devotees as well as non-devotees. His presence is all auspicious. And then he glorifies the Lord. Here is my Lord who by his supreme words of benediction, Srimad Bhagavad Gita spoken during the battlefield, all the pollution in the mind of Arjuna was cleansed. All the pollution in the mind of Arjuna was cleansed. So he glorifies further. So this is very beautiful that Arjuna's pollution was all finished, cleansed. And here, all the Hiranyakashipu and everybody is condemning Prahlad Maharaj. Where this pollution has come into your mind? You are taking the side of our enemy, that is pollution. Prabhupada says that is Pashu Buddhi, to think Krishna and Vaishnavas as the enemy. But by hearing this message of Bhagavad Gita, Chasya Vaishrava Manayam, by oral reception to Srimad Bhagavatam, that Pashu Buddhi is cleansed. One is overcome Shoka Moha Bhayapaha. And then he glorifies the Lord, that you are the one, as he says, yogakshema vahammeham. Yogakshema. He provides a devotee what he lacks, and he protects what he has. Whatever a devotee needs to come back home, back to Godhead, nearer to his... So for Narad Muni, his mother was taken away. That was the intervention of the Lord. Yogakshema vahammeham. And then finally, to conclude, there are many prayers, we don't have so much time to discuss, but he says finally, thus, Bhishma Dev completely withdrew and completely focused his mind, his attention, his thinking, feeling and willing in his relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead, keeping aside all the material subject matters based on material differentiation on the concept of friend and enemy, understanding the supreme auspicious position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Sutta Goswami says, thus Bhishma Dev merged himself in Lord Krishna with his mind, speech, sight and action, mano vag drishti vritti bhi, and thus he became silent and his breathing stopped. With his mind, with his speech, sight and actions, he was completely absorbed in Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada says, in the purport he says, every man or animal must die at a certain stage of life. But one who dies like Bhishma Dev attains perfection, and one who dies forced by the laws of nature dies like an animal. That is the difference between a man and an animal. The human form of life is especially meant for dying like Bhishma Dev. So thus it is described that how an advanced soul, Bhishma Dev is one of the Mahajans, Mahajano Yena Katha Sapanta, how he overcomes this mentality of enemy and friend, and he doesn't lose the focus of the ultimate goal. And as Prabhupada has given us, the ultimate, the basic practice, chant the holy name very sincerely and do not offend Vaishnavas. Thank you very much. Sorry if I spoke beyond my realizations, but I just, whatever I read, I just spoke. So please forgive me for any offenses. It's already our time. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.